Well, if you've ever heard some crackling old sounds from a historical event when you've been listening to the ABC...
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body.
Hugh Evans wishing you good evening. As you've already heard, the Governor-General has dismissed Mr. Whitlam as Prime Minister and dissolved both Houses of Parliament.
Of heavy armour moving through the streets of Beijing. Just a short while ago, these tanks rolled out of Tiananmen Square. Then, from up Chung'an Boulevard, the Avenue of Eternal Peace, about 20 troop trucks rolled into the square.
Well, the chances are, if you've heard that sort of thing before, it was deftly located in the archives by one John Spence, the ABC's long-serving senior archives researcher for radio. John helped us with those pieces when we recently marked PM's 50th anniversary. Always a delight to deal with, John was also a historical whiz. His writing was crisp and elegant, and even at extremely short notice, he could put his hands on that crucial bit of archival sound that was going to make or break a story. Well, we lost John Spence after a short illness this past weekend, and many in the ABC are bereft. You didn't hear John himself that often, though he did make more than the odd cameo appearance on radio, like this moment in 2011 when he reflected on an interview that broadcaster Ellis Blaine had done with the jazz great Sarah Vaughan in 1973.
I have a certain respect for the artist who wants to sing or perform and have that be their voice to the public. I think ultimately Ellis shares my opinion that you don't have to be a nice, open person to be a great artist.
Hear more of that online. Search John Spence, Sarah Vaughan. Well, another ABC broadcaster who has worked exceptionally closely with John Spence is Rod Quinn.
He was literally indispensable because every year he put together the Year in Review, which people would have heard around about New Year's Day every year as he looked back at the previous year. And his scripts were an absolute joy to read, but he also knew just what to pull out of the archives to illustrate a story. In just a sentence or two, he could sum up an entire year's worth of story in one or two sentences. He had an incredible ability. I won't be able to do the Year in Review without him. He was so remarkable, but also he was a lovely man to talk to, and the ABC will be much, much poorer for his passing.
ABC broadcaster Rod Quinn on the death of the ABC's esteemed archivist John Spence, and many of us share that view.